Too much for me today.
Baruch Hashem. Terror is exploding around here, impacting everyone in ways you never would have imagined. Okay, there are some source sheets if you want to grab one. Otherwise, you could just listen. The goal of what we're going to do now is to appreciate a little bit the connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan. The basic question is, I was talking to my Sholom Eishiv today, and he says, sometimes there are things that we learn, and we take a lot of details, or sometimes bigger than details, for granted. So if someone would ask you, why is Shabbos related to Meleches HaMishkan? What's the connection? So everybody would say, well, because it's next to each other in the Torah. So the things you're not allowed to do in Shabbos are the things that were done to build the Mishkan. And you'll say, why? Because it speaks about Shabbos. It's next to Meleches HaMishkan. Wait a minute. But Shabbos is about testifying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a Borei Olam.
Isn't that what the Mishkan is about?
The Mishkan is about sacrificing to Hashem and making sure we have a place to bring korbanos.
Well, the recognition.
But that is what the work was. That is the definition of work. According to the work that was done in the Mishkan, that's what
good. Brought. Well, so what does work have to do with Shabbos?
Because you're supposed to rest. You're not supposed to work.
Why?
It's a day of rest. Hashem stopped creating.
So we want to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right?
If they were working, they'll be in the Mishkan.
But what is considered work?
That's what he's saying. It says, Kaddish Baruch was saying, work is whatever we do.
Okay, so let's work with it. Let's work with it. Let's see if we can make a big picture that'll be something meaningful and something inspirational. So if you want to follow along the source sheets, just a little bit of background. There's a, for front and back. Thank you, Ronnie, even though he's not here, but he delivered the sheets. Refuah Shleima from his virus. Yeah. The Mishnah in Chagiga does tell us that he doesn't have the flu, he has a virus. So the Mishnah in Chagiga tells us that you're not going to find a lot of information about Shabbos in the Torah itself. Heter nedarim perchin ba'avir ve'inam amashis moichu hilcha Shabbos Chagigas, all kinds of things. Raim kaharim hatulim basa'ira. That there are certain things, for example Shabbos, that are like a mountain hanging by a hair. Why would it be? What an interesting mashal. A mountain hanging by a hair. That the Hilcha Shabbos, the corpus of all of the laws of Shabbos, is massive. Just ask Rabbi Ribi at. It took him four huge lines.
Five.
There's five now? Came another?
There's four?
Yeah, the fifth one is the spirit of Shabbos. Anyway, but it's four lines. What does it mean it's hanging by a thread? Because the connection between all of those halachas and the actual chumash itself is almost non-existent. Where do you find what malachas you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? So there's only one malacha ever mentioned. What parsha is it mentioned in? What a coincidence. It's this week's parsha. In Vayakel, what does it say? Leisivaru, eish, b'chol mosh v'yaseichem yom HaShabbos. You're not allowed to ignite a fire. Yeah? So that you have in this expiration. So what are the rest of them? So it just says, leisasiko malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. What's malacha? What's malacha?
Didn't we have Zohar last week? No. We had some sort of
mention of
Shabbos last week.
Also. Mentions, yeah. It mentions it. But what's a malacha? How do you know what malacha is? Doesn't say, ever. I know what it is. So it's a mountain that's hanging by a thread. In the Pasuk, it says here is from Yisra, Zohar is a Shabbos Lekadshei. What does Zohar mean, by the way? So how do we do that? What's the actual mitzvah? So you could say it's by remembering somehow, and so Zohar actually is a mitzvah asay. It's a mitzvah asay of Kiddush.
It's
a mitzvah asay. Yeah, Shamor Shem Shabbos Lekadshei. How do you guard? Guarding, you don't do anything. Guarding just means you guard. You don't do it. You don't do anything wrong. You don't have to mess it up. You guard. But Zohar Shem Shabbos means you do something active to remember it. How do you remember it? By designating it. This is Kiddush. We make Kiddush. So Kiddush is a daraisa. Daraisa, all you have to say is words. So when you say Bayechulu and Shul, really Yotze Kiddush. But we say it Alakos, that's Derabbanan. Fine. So that's Zohar. That's the only mitzvah assay of Shabbos, no?
Wow.
Everything else is don't do.
Only Shabbos is not a mitzvah.
Derabbanan. Only different Neviim. Yeah, it's in the Neviim. It's the little Rambam, Zohar, Shamar, can I get to know?
Chabad
Vayner. Shabbos is all
the other mitzvah that we have. So many diptukim, rules, all the so many
other Asay, asay, asay.
Right.
Shabbos.
Shabbos is
just Kiddush. Just Kiddush. Leis asay kol malacha. Interesting, it says kol malacha. There are two categories of malacha, right? You know the two categories of malacha are? What's mutter on Yom Tov?
Cooking.
It's called Ochel Nefesh. It says Meleches Ochel Nefesh and Meleches Avoida. So there are two categories of Malacha. Meleches Avoida means anything which is long term, it's industrial in nature, separating all the barley from the chaff. You know, no woman does that in her kitchen. But anything done in the kitchen, that's called Meleches Ochel Nefesh. That things you do to prepare the dinner. But anything that's before that, it's industrial, it's, you know, a bigger picture. So all those things are Meleches Avoida, and that is prohibited both in Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Yom Tov, Malachas Oichel Nefesh is Mutter. So Malachas Avoida, that's prohibited. Shabbos, Leis is a Kol Malacha. Kol Malacha, Kol Malacha. I noticed something very interesting. What's the name of the guy that built the Mishkan?
Bitzal was the word before.
Bitzal. Okay, yeah.
What happened? No, what? What did we miss?
Pasuk says...
Bitzal was the word before.
Yeah, mask him. V'amalei, I'm just getting your attention. Share it with me.
No, I thought it was...
No issues. But Amalei Oisei Ruach Alikim, I'm going to fill him with the spirit of Hashem. B'chachma, u'bisivuna, u'vedas. Chabadniks love this pasuk. Chabad, yeah, chachma vina das. But then the pasuk ends with v'chol malacha. V'chol malacha. V'chol malacha. Okay, let's ask kol malacha. V'chol malacha. But Salah need to know, he knew poetry? What's kol malacha?
Good chef.
All the malachas are good chef. Stama. Achlevish. What does he have to know? Kol malacha. Apparently, kol malacha is in the Mishkan. Kol malacha is in. He has to know kol malacha. Let's ask a kol malacha. Interesting remes, no? So the Mishnah, of course, if you want to take a look, it's here, but otherwise, everyone knows. Avos malachas arboim chaserachas. 40 minus 1. 39 is, we don't like that number. 40 has to be 40 minus 1, right? Why not just say 39? But the Mishnah says 40 minus 1, and there's a whole list. Where do they come from? So the Gemara talks about it. And the Gemara says, because of the smichus aparshios, right between Shabbos and Malachas and Mishkan. Yeah, we'll see a second this week's parsha. But the Gemara also says that the word malacha, you'll find it 39 times in the Mishkan. You'll find it 39 times in the Mishkan. Fine. We'll skip a bit. Those are the basics. I noticed something very interesting. This week's parasha, how does it begin? So if you want to take a look at Chumash, otherwise you'll just listen. It says, Vayakov Moshe is called Aspen Israel. He gathers everyone together and he tells them, you got to keep Shabbos. That's how the parasha begins. Sheish es yomim tasim alocha v'mashvi yelechem Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos, and fine. Kolo eisa malacha yimas. You do malacha, you die. What is it? Happy guessing. Not allowed to light a fire. That's the only one that's mentioned. And the very next pasuk is this is what Hashem says. Go collect everything for the Mishkan and the list, all of the materials that we need.
Like a
yeah,
new topic.
Totally new topic.
I think what's amazing is that we're told that we have to keep Shabbos. And what is a chusid is to keep Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's the biggest one in front of that you can have in the Shabbos. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's the biggest of one of the biggest, you know,
Chavos,
Shabbos.
You're
Yeah, Maskim, I can't disagree with you. So here, it's funny because this is not the first time we're hearing about Shabbos.
Because you experience with me, but it's not
that. Right?
I will tell everybody. As a Baal Tshuva, some people will say to me, oh my gosh, I can't believe you gave up everything to become from? What? Gosh, I wish I... So, what did I used to do? I was off from work, right, on Saturday, right? So, what would I do? I would get in my car and drive to the mall and look around for parking spots and go in and deal with the crowds and the chaos and everything, and you think it's your day off, but really you're still stressed. You're answering the phone, you're doing things, you're running, you're blah, 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 blah. But I can tell you just quick that it wasn't easy to keep Shabbos. It was, the way I describe keeping Shabbos is like this. If anybody ever go water skiing before? If you go water skiing and you're going fast in the water, initially, when you fall, it's like hitting like some concrete. Boom! You like bounce off of it. thing to sink in to the water. It's nice and soft. That's what it's like. Learning how to keep Shabbos is first you hit like the wall, but then the Torah and the mitzvot envelop you in the warmth, and then it feels amazing. That's what it's like.
All right. So Shabbos has been mentioned a number of times already. We had this Haris Adibris, Parshas Yisro, we had it already by the Egel. We got Shabbos again and again and again. All of a sudden the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what's one more time? Why is it specifically right here? Do you hear the question? Shabbos was commanded other places. Here it's being commanded again. It's as if the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to mention it again in this particular context. Why right here?
This is also unique because there's a Malacha mentioned. The other times, it's Zachar Shabbos.
That's also true. I'm not sure what to make of that, but it's a good Ha'ar. So why all of a sudden here? So Rashi says, this question, he's bothered by this. Hikdim lohem azharas Shabbos atzivu melechsa mishkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu did it because he wanted Shabbos to be right before Mishkan. Why? Why Shabbos? Before we do get to work on the Mishkan, first things first, you got to keep Shabbos. Why is that point important to make before we build the Mishkan?
If you're not rested, then you're not going to have the energy to do work.
Okay, yeah, that's a possibility. but the Rashi says, Loimar she'ena doicha es Shabbos. Building the Mishkan, it doesn't push off Shabbos.
Okay, so two different things here.
Two different points. Number one, just before we go further, we learn all of what's usher on Shabbos from the Mishkan. So whatever you're about to do to build this Mishkan, FYI, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. In addition, building the Mishkan, just in general, building Mishkan does not take precedence over Shabbos.
Can't stand. When did we start keeping Shabbos?
Already by Mara, even before Har Sinai,
so
we were introduced to it.
Building the Mishkan, what was permitted and what was not permitted on Shabbos?
So before, it's a good question. Before actually Har Sinai, where there was a tzivui, so that's not so clear. It was begeder chinuch. You know what I mean? It was begeder chinuch. Then after Har Sinai, then you know they had to keep it. They were told by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So at that point, that's the holy junk, Melchuk San Shuish, right? Because now you got a shecht, you know, now you got to worry about this. What are you going to do? Ayuvay, everything's tray, if you got a Melchuk, you know. But at Har Sinai, I mean, everything, not everything, but a lot of things kicked into play. So, okay, but here we're a while later, right? Because here we're talking about after Moshe Rabbeinu is already coming back down. When was this? Rashi writes, the Machras Yom HaKippurim.
Yeah.
It's after Yom Kippur. This is a long time after Har Sinai. This is after the Egel, and after, you know, they did Tshuva. This is Yom Kippur. Yeah? Shavuos until Yom Kippur. Long time. So, in any case, I want to try to make two different points here. One point is that it's legit to say from here, you learn what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos from building the Mishkan. Right? Not so crazy. Almost in Pshat and Chumash. Because you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Memela, whatever you did to build the Mishkan, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Are there other things also? I don't know. But I know for sure that what's building Mishkan, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. That's like Beferish and Chumash. And once you see the word Malacha is used so uniquely by the Mishkan, and Ko Malacha, you get the impression that that's actually the definition of Malacha. So all I want to say is, if you ever have trouble, you want to try to deal with a person that's struggling with the definition of malacha, it's not so crazy to show them Parshas Vayakel and say, what do you mean? It says, keep Shabbos, and that's right before the Mishkan. That's because you're not allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos. Shabbos is more important than building the Mishkan. And malacha appears all over the place by the Mishkan. Isn't that what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? Isn't it clear from Chumash already? So I think that's an important Ha'ar we should all know. It's not just a Tershba Pelig or, you know, Allah Chumash Misina here. It's pretty clear. It's pretty straightforward in Chumash. Okay, next. Taking a step back a little bit, why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu have to tell? Okay, one reason Shabbos comes before Malachas HaMishkan is to teach us that the things you did to build the Mishkan are the Malachas of Shabbos. That's A. B. Why is it important other than that? Especially because Chazal are saying it's hanging by a thread. Why is it important to tell me, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that you don't have to keep Shabbos to build the Mishkan. You're thinking it's more important to build the Mishkan than to keep Shabbos. I know that's what you're thinking.
Why?
I don't know why. That's the problem. But I know that's what you're thinking. So says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, no. Shabbos is more important. You hear how I'm learning?
Yeah.
The Chumash is telling you, Chevra, I know what you're thinking. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're thinking it's more important to build a Mishkan. I'm telling you, Shabbos is more important.
Hiktim alechaz Mishkan. Sounds right. Because you would think that if the Kaddish Baruch Hu commands us create something, to build something in order to do an avoda for him,
right,
we think that's the best way to connect to him. We want to do that. So
exactly. For Karat, I would think that you could build a Mishkan on Shabbos.
That's the point. That just, you should think that.
Right.
That you're supposed to think
has a problem with
that, it would make, well, because Hashem said, I'm trying to figure him out, you know. But the Chumash is starting off by the Havamina and the Maskan. The Havamina is, you should expect the right thing to think would be you should build the Mishkan, even on Shabbos. That's what you should think. Comes along, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Hiktim, Shabbos, Melechaz HaMishkan. So, why would we have thought that? And you haven't started an argument. I want to make it even better. Why would we have thought you should build Mishkan on Shabbos? And what's the Maskana? Then why not? Why not?
You can make a strong argument.
Go ahead. Hashem said. But Hashem said lots of things.
Hashem said. It's Hashem.
What are the things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos?
It's for me.
Yeah.
So since it's for you,
what's for you?
The Mishkan. It's that I will dwell in it, and so on. Well, it's not really
for me, Hashem, or for me, man.
Hashem, Shalom, but I'm saying it's not for Hashem in a sense. But he says it. But you're building it so Hashem will dwell in it, right?
Yeah.
Shechanti Mishleicham and so on. So
let me ask a question a little bit differently to get to where I'm going. What are we trying to do on Shabbos? What is Shabbos all
connect
about?
Connect to God.
Connect.
I think so. No,
Disconnect.
Really? Yeah. Disconnect?
Sure. Well, what are we trying to do on Shabbos? No, connecting is what we do with all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs. What makes Shabbos unique? What makes Shabbos unique? What zohar is in a Shabbos l'kadre? And why are we withholding from all the malachas? What are we trying to say? I'll say it differently. What? To be like him. Let me say it like this. There are four sons in Agada, right? Do you remember the question of the smart one? The chacham. What's his question? Do you remember? Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim. Yeah? He has categorized all mitzvahs into three. Eidos, I translate that?
Testimonies.
Chukim and Mishpatim. Chukim and Mishpatim we're pretty familiar with. Chayik means thing. We don't understand. Eating pigs, shadnays, whatever. And okay, then Mishpatim are things we do understand. Don't kill on your parents. You know, these are things we do understand. And what about Eidos? What is that?
Isn't that like Masuras?
It's not a chuk or a mishpat.
So it's something that was brought down from one generation to the next generation, no?
I would say it's in between a chuk and a mishpat. In what way? We understand it on some level, but not the details. We get the idea. We never would have done it like this. And a perfect example is Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to be an edus. It's an ois. It's a sign between us and Hashem. That Hashem is the boire. That He's the creator. That's what we're doing on Shabbos. We're trying to just prove to ourselves, reinforce to ourselves, and show the world that there was a creator and there is a creator. Yeah? So how would you do that? Well, not in the way we do. None of us would have chosen this way, right? We would have chosen ways to put up banners and make all kinds of signs and declare things. Kiddush makes a lot of sense, you know? To say Hashem is the boy, you know, we would have done something to testify to Hashem being the creator. We wouldn't have chosen this specific way, not doing malacha. That wouldn't have been our thing, I don't think. So edos means there are certain mitzvahs that are testimonies. We testify to a value. We testify to something we believe in. Yeah? We don't just believe. We believe in lots of things. This is not just emuna over here. This is a testimony. Our actions and our with actions? Is that a good word? I just made that up. Our with actions are withholding from things. That's how we testify to a Kaddish Baruch Hu being the Bairi. That's the purpose of Shabbos.
It's a statement.
Yeah?
It's our statement.
But that is the purpose of Shabbos, no?
Okay.
Yeah, is that fair?
Yes.
We also connect that's because we're fulfilling that purpose, and it's also everything else. But that's what we're supposed to be doing on Shabbos, is testifying to the Bairi. So why would I think that I should build the Mishkan on Shabbos? If Shabbos is all about testifying to a creator, does the Mishkan relate to that?
Because you're fulfilling His commandment.
But any commandment that would be true. What's unique about Mishkan? There are things we don't do on Shabbos, right?
Yeah, there are things that we do on Shabbos, like the carbon covenant, we still do on Shabbos.
Right.
How do we know that?
Well, when whenever a Kodesh Baruch Hu requested anything from Klal Yisrael, they rushed to give it.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe because he told us about building the Mishkan, that we need to, we have to rush to go do it on Shabbos.
So one of the reasons for the rushing was because, especially if you learn the Egel happened before, then this is the antidote. Because they ran to do the Egel. And here they have to run to build the Mishkan to make up for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would like to make the following argument. How do you, what's the name of world again? How do you say world in Olam? What does that word mean?
You just said world.
No, no, what does that word mean? Olam.
Forever?
How do you say when something is hidden, vanished, disappeared?
Ne'elam.
Yeah? World actually is the same word as vanished, hidden, disappeared. Why? Because when a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a world, he hid himself within it. Yeah? He vanished, so to speak, in the world. Why would he do that? The answer is because he wants us to reveal him in the world. That's our job.
So it's a big game of hide and seek.
A big game of hide and seek. Ayeka.
So I was actually just learning Rabbi Aryeh's inner space.
Yeah.
And he was, and I'm up to the part that he's saying that actually Kodesh Baruch created another world for him to exist close enough to us, but not.
You want to hear something crazy? In Kaddish, we say something very strange. Yehi Shmei Rabbah, Hashem's great name, should be Mevarach, should be blessed. Olam, Olmei, Olmaya.
Olam,
Olmei, Olmaya. To the world, and the world's in the world. Yeah? We say this.
Forever and ever and ever.
Yes, forever and ever and ever. The world, and the worlds, and the world. Olam is one world, Olmei is two worlds, Olmaya is another world. Four worlds.
Okay.
What's Pshat?
Four levels of the world.
There are four worlds. That's what he's describing over there. There's Olam Atzilus, there's Olam Habriya, there's Olam Yetzira, there's Olam Ha'asiya. And we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, which is four letters, to be expressed in the four worlds, to our four levels of soul. And that should have bracha into all those levels. That's what we're saying in Kaddish. It's heavy duty. But you'll notice the word is world, because world is hidden. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu hid himself, he withheld himself, and then he shined it himself in. But it's our job to reveal a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's what the world's for. That's what it's all about. To reveal a Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in the world. What could be a better way of fulfilling the purpose of creation than actually having Shechina in the world? Where's the Shechina in the world? Mishkan. Isn't that the fulfillment of Bria?
So you just made an argument of why you should think to do it on Shabbos.
A heavy duty one, no?
Yeah, that's
pretty solid. Good. How could you not build the Mishkan on Shabbos? You want to testify to the fact that there is a Boirei, but not do the purpose of the Bria? I have an opportunity to fulfill the purpose of Bria.
It's called Mishkan O'Edus.
Yeah, that's the Edus, right? That Hashem is here.
Perfect.
So that's the Hava Mina. That's how the Parsha begins. I know what you're thinking. So where do we go wrong? I just want to show you something. I want to show you something. You know, it's the purpose of creation, I said, right? It's a nice argument because it's the revelation of the hidden. That's my argument. It's a little fluffy. Let's say better. This is unbelievable. There's a Medrash Tanchuma. It's on the second page if you want to see it. The Medrash says like this. You want to see Bria in the Mishkan? Because the Mishkan is not just bringing a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the world, revealing him. It actually is the culmination of Bria. It's a little Bria all over again. It's creation. What? That's right. Mishkan is Bria Sa'olam. What do you mean Mishkan is Bria Sa'olam? That's right. That's where we're headed with all this. Whatever the pasuk says, it says, Bishvil Sheshakul Keneged Bria Sa'olam. The Mishkan is weighed opposite the creation of the world. Ketzad, what do you mean? How so? Barishain, what does it say in the beginning? Bereishis bara elokim es shamayim ve'es ha'aretz. Shamayim ve'aretz. So what? Oksiv noite shamayim ki yiriyah. Then when Hashem created shamayim, he spread it over the world, spread it over the earth like a yiriyah. What's a yiriyah? Curtain.
Oh, right.
You find that word in the Mishkan?
The Mishkan, yes.
Ooh, v'mishkan maksiv v'sisa yiriyah is izim. There are Yiriyos on the Mishkan. There's a Shemayim on the Mishkan. Yiriyos. Neitcha Shemayim ki Yiriyah. B'sheini, the second day, Yirakiyah, let there be a sky. And we're mavdil bein mayim l'mayim. There's havdala. Where do you find such a thing? The pareches is there to be a havdala between higher and lower things. On the third day, it talks about water. The water should be gathered together into one place. What about in the Mishkan? The Mishkan, it says, he's a kiyar nechayshes. That you have the fountain, you have the where the water is collected, it's gathered into one place for the kohen to wash their hands and feet. And that's where the water goes. But on the fourth day, Hashem bara ma'oyres. He created the lights. Tichsivi ma'oyres berki ha'shamayim mishkan ksiv mishkan. This is menorah zav, the menorah to give light. V'chamishi, what is in the fifth day? Oifos, birds. Shenemar yishurtzu ha'mayim sheretz nefesh chayet. All the birds should be created. V'mishkan kenegdan. Either two girsos here. The karbanos, or the kruvim. Kruvim, or also they had wings. Shishi nivro adam. On the sixth day, man was created. Shenemar v'yivro elikim esa adam. V'mishkan ksiv adam. Shu koin gadol. Shenim shach la'avoy l'shamish ne'yashem. There's a special person called koin gadol. Never existed without a mishkan. What's a koin gadol? There's a kohen gadol, there's the Adam, the ideal person. And what about the Shabbos? Anyway, it's unbelievable. The entire Mishkan is a total reflection of every step of Bria. Every step of Bria. So that's why you find that the Malachis that we're testifying to the Boire are in the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is a reflection of the Bria Sa'olam. Where do you see it in actual Bria? We discussed it in Shal Shadis, and everybody was there. That in Bria, you also find Lamed Tes Malachis, because it's Arba'im Chaser Achas. The Mishnah says it's 40 minus 1. So get ready for this. Reb Ari Kaplan says this in the Waters of Eden. I think he's quoting the Sfas Emes. We said a minute ago that it's the Olam, Olmei Olmaya, the four worlds. And how many sayings of creation are there? Basar Mamaris Nivra Ha'ilam. Baruch already for this. Basar Mamaris, the world was created in 10 sayings. Vayomer, Vayomer, Vayomer. If you count them, you're only going to find 9. Gemara Rosh Hashanah is because there's Bereshis Nami Ma'amarvo. Bereshis, beginning, the Vilna Gaon says time. So that was also a creation. Now, until Einstein, everyone believed that time was just a way of measuring the passage of things, yeah? But the Vilna Gaon said a long time ago that Bereshis was a Mamar. Which means that time is a thing. So Einstein finally chapped that there's something called time. And mass can warp time. And time can change based on mass. And black hole, time stops. Time is a thing. It's not just a measurement of something else. So the Vilna Gaon knew that already because it says, Bereshis Nami, it's a Gemara. Bereshis Nami Mamar, but Bereshis was a saying of Bria. Okay, but in any case, so that means that there are 10 sayings of creation. And in order to create, there has to be a world. So Hashem's Ma'amarim, they have to pass through these four worlds to get to our world, the fourth one, Olam Asiya. Which means that really there are 10 expressed in four ways. So there are 40. They're really 40. But the first thing that a Kaddish Baruch Hu to create is called Yesh Me'ayin. We can't do Yesh Me'ayin, only Kaddish Baruch Hu is Yesh Me'ayin. So Malachas HaShabbos that we desist from are things we could do and don't. But we can't mimic Yesh Me'ayin. We can't create something from nothing. That was the first thing a Kaddish Baruch Hu ever did. But then it gets filtered after that. Then there's something already. But Yesh Me'ayin is the first thing a Kaddish Baruch Hu did. So that we can't mimic. That's not one of the malachas. Only 39. Arba'im chaser achas. So the Mishkan, you see the 39, but that's only because it's a reflection of Bria. Only because it's a complete and total reflection of Bria. So let's just finish this, and then we'll go back to that last point. So then what's the chiddush of the Torah? Why can't we? Let's finish this up. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. This is the Gemara in Brachas, Nafin Hemet Aleph. Yodeya haya Betzalel letzarif oisiyoy shenivru ben Shemayim v'aretz. Betzalel knew how to join together the letters that Hashem used to create Shemayim v'aretz. Interesting. He was a big makubal. Why is that important? Why is that important? Because he had to build the Mishkan. That's the chat. Because the Mishkan's Briso. And finally, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, you see it all over again. Batishlam Kol HaMalacha. Again, the word Kol Malacha. Kol HaMalacha. All of the Malacha was completed by Shlomo HaMelech to build Beis Hashem. Says the Medrash collected in the Yalkut Shemoni. Batishlam HaMalacha in Ksivkan. It doesn't say completed the work, the Malacha. What does it say? Ela Kol HaMalacha. Malecha Sheishis Yimei Breishis Shleimah. All of the Malacha Sheishis and Ebreishis, that's called Kol malacha. Which is full circle. That's what we're talking about. Leisas a kol malacha. Bezalel did das. He was given every knowledge of a kol malacha and all malacha. Because kol malacha is a code word for bria sa'ilo. So we would have expected that's exactly what Shabbos should be. The fulfillment of bria. But we can't do that. Because whenever man gets involved, so we think we did it. The only way to really testify to a bore is to take man completely out of the picture and remind ourselves that if we're not here, guess what? The world goes on. We don't make a difference. We make a difference. We make a big difference. But we don't make a difference. The world's going to continue. The world is here. We think we're so geshmak, we're so awesome. The world will continue without us. And guess what? Your parnasa will be fine too. Because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world.
Around.
You can stop working. You can stop this malacha. You can stop that malacha. You can stop your malacha. Because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cruises the bayrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. We can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos because that would mean we're building the Mishkan on Shabbos. We don't build the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds the Mishkan. And our job is to reveal a Kaddish Baruch Hu and all of that. And the revelation of a Kaddish Baruch Hu continues on Shabbos. Karbonos continue on Shabbos. The Avodah of the Mishkan continues on Shabbos. All of our Avodah continues on Shabbos. But Bria, Shemayim V'aretz, we have to remind ourselves. That's not, we don't have a role in that. That's all a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Oh, yeah. Everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos.
Thank you.
Definitely have a beautiful Shabbos now. Now that we can appreciate more about Shabbos. That's